Reserve.
Taking your calls on 011-883-0702.
Nearly 20 past five. Have you been in that situation where you are really desperate to give something to your car guard, but you get to your car and you realize you don't have any change? It happens to me all the time. And, you know, there I am rifling about in my purse and I don't actually have anything because I tend to use bank cards because I'm afraid of being mugged. So I barely ever have cash in my purse, but I sometimes do in my car, and I make sure, you know, I stock up on that. But there are times when I've been caught without being able to give a car guard enough money in order for him to have looked after my car. But Keegan came up with quite a good idea. Keegan in Rand Park Ridge, what did you do in that situation today?
Hi, Joanne. So I was stuck at a Pick and Pay, and I just didn't have money for the car guard. But what I did have was actually some old books, you know, books that were given to me sort of 10 years ago, stuff that I hadn't read forever. And I was actually just going to give it away to a secondhand bookstore.
Yes.
And in the moment, I looked at these books and I thought, hang on a second, this guy can probably use them way better than I can, the little bit of change that I'll get for them. So I said to him, you know, do you have a child?
Yeah.
He said, yes, I've got a little son. So I said, well, here's an adventure book for boys. And I gave him a Hardy Boys book. And his face just lit up. And I thought, how wonderful. You know, if he wants to sell it, he can sell it. If he wants to give it to his son, that's an educational moment.
Yes.
So now I've left all the books there. And I'm just giving it away to every car guard I come across. And I just think it's such a great thing to give back. So I really encourage others to do the same if they've got books lying around.
Oh, that's lovely, Keegan. Thank you very much for that call. I really think it is a great idea. And you'll find many of the car guards that we're dealing with are probably highly educated people. A lot of them that you interact with are. They've got a good education. They would like to be able to give their kids a good education. But books in this country are very, very expensive. And, you know, it's not easy to get hold of them. So perhaps you'd like to give them change. If you've got some money with you, you know, give them that. But also maybe throw in a book for their children as well. I think that's a really lovely idea.